Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DJ Intro Widen Blueprint in Ableton Live 12 for Warm Tape Style Grit, aimed at jungle, old school DNB, rollers, and darker bass music. And right away, let's set the mindset. We are not just making the intro wider for the sake of width. We're designing an opening section that feels strong on a club system, gives the DJ a clean and usable mix in point, and still carries that worn, dubplate, old sampler energy that makes the style hit so hard. In DNB, the intro has a lot of jobs. It needs to be mixable. It needs to hint at the bass character. It needs to build tension with break edits, atmosphere, and movement. And it needs to keep the sub controlled, so the low end stays solid in mono. If the intro feels muddy, unstable, or overcooked, the whole track can feel unfinished. But if the intro is clean, weighty, and vibey, the drop lands with way more force. So the goal here is a very specific balance: mono safe pressure in the low end, wider motion in the upper harmonics, tip style grit for character, and arrangement choices that feel DJ friendly. Let's start with the arrangement itself. Think of this as a DJ tool intro first, not a full song section. In most DNB, a 16 bar intro is the quickest club friendly shape, and 32 bars gives more space if you want a slower build. For this lesson, build a 16 bar core and duplicate or extend it later if needed. In arrangement view, set a locator at bar 1 and another at bar 17 so you can clearly frame the intro. The first 4 bars should be relatively sparse. That gives the DJ space to blend in. Then, around bars 9 to 16, start increasing energy with more harmonic content, more motion, and a stronger sense of anticipation. A strong intro often starts with drums immediately, plus a filtered atmosphere or noise bed, then a bass hint in the low mids, and finally one or two tension events before the drop. Don't overcrowd it too early. Early space is part of the vibe. Now let's build the low end foundation. The low end in this style should be split into two roles. One layer is the sub, and one layer is the mid bass or bass hint. The sub stays clean, centered, and mono. The mid layer gives you character, width, and aggression. For the sub, operator is a great choice. Use a sine wave on oscillator A. Keep it simple. If you want a slightly softer attack, you can add a tiny pitch envelope, but keep it subtle. We're talking a very gentle thump, not a dramatic wobble. The main thing is that the sub remains stable and focused. For the mid layer, wave-eatable or analog works well. Add some detune or a richer waveform, then high-pass it so it stays out of the way of the sub. A range somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz is a good starting point, depending on the sound. You can also add some slow filter movement here so the bass feels alive without turning messy. This separation is a huge part of why DNB mixes translate. The sub provides the weight, the mid layer carries the perceived size and aggression. That lets you make the intro feel powerful without losing clarity. Now for the widening blueprint. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They widen everything, and then the intro loses its center. In DNB, that's a problem. You want the low end to stay firm, and you want the upper part of the intro to bloom around it. A simple way to approach this in Ableton is to use EQ8 and utility to split the behavior by frequency and layer. Keep everything under roughly 120 Hz, mostly mono. On the sub, use utility with width at 0% if needed, or just make sure it stays tightly centered. On the mid or top layers, you can widen more aggressively. A width around 110 to 135% is a useful range to explore. If you want a little more texture in the width, Chorus Ensemble can help, but keep it subtle. Low rate, moderate depth, and a low mix amount is usually enough. You're not trying to create a huge obvious chorus effect. You're trying to create a broader shell around a solid center. That idea is important. Think in layers of perceived size, not just stereo width. In DNB intros, bigger often comes from contrast. A firm center image with a loose, moving upper layer can feel massive without losing punch. If the whole thing is wide, the track can lose authority. Now let's add the warm tape style grit. For old school jungle and darker DNB, a clean intro can sound a little too modern unless you dirty it up in a controlled way. The trick is to add compression like smear, harmonic color, and soften transients, not harsh distortion. Saturator is perfect for this. Put it on the intro drum and bass bus or on a break layer. Start with a drive of around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on if you want to tame peaks a bit and get that rounded, worn feel. Then trim the output so you're matching level and not just making it louder. If you want a thicker glue effect after that, try glue compressor with a gentle ratio, around 2 to 1, attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a release that breathes naturally. You only need a small amount of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB. The point is cohesion, not obvious pumping. For brake layers, drum bus can also add nice edge and texture. Use it carefully. A bit of drive goes a long way. If the sub starts to blur, you've gone too far. Keep the dirt mostly in the mids and highs, where the ear hears the age and grit more clearly. Now let's make the breakbeat feel alive. The intro should not sound like a static loop. Even if the full drop break isn't in yet, you can use chopped break fragments to create motion and anticipation. In Ableton, you can drop an amen or any classic break into simpler in slice mode, or just chop it directly as audio clips. Use short slices, maybe half bar or one bar cells, and nudge them for groove. Add ghost notes and low volume fills in the last part of the phrase, especially around bars 7 to 8 and 15 to 16. For processing, EQ8 can clean up mud around 200 to 400 Hz if the break starts sounding boxy. A touch of drum bus can add punch, and auto filter is really useful for building tension over time. Start the intro more filtered, then slowly open the filter as the section develops. A classic shape could be this: bars 1 to 4 filtered break fragments and atmosphere, bars 5 to 8 add more snare ghosts and hat to tail, bars 9 to 12 bring in the bass hint, and bars 13 to 16 widen and intensify before the drop. That progression feels natural, and it gives DJs a clear sense of where the phrase is heading. Next, automate movement. A great intro doesn't just sit there. It evolves. The more your width, filter, and saturation change over time, the more alive the section feels. You can automate utility width on the top layer, so it starts near 90 to 100% and opens up to 120 to 135%. You can automate auto filter cutoff under pads or noise beds so the top end opens gradually. You can also increase saturate or drive slightly as the build approaches the drop. And if you're using reverb, let it feel a little wetter in the early bars, then pull it back before the drop so the impact hits harder. That movement is really important in mastering minded work. A lot of perceived loudness comes from density and motion, not just from level. If the intro opens gradually and then tightens before the drop, the listener feels the impact much more strongly. Use return tracks for space, but keep the low end clean. A short room on return A, a longer dubby atmosphere on return B, and maybe a slap or short delay on return C is a solid setup. Just make sure your returns are filtered. High pass the reverbs around 180 to 300 Hz so they don't muddy the kick and sub relationship. If the top end gets harsh, low pass a little. And if the effect spreads too wide, use utility on the return to control it. In darker DNB, a dubby room or short plate can add depth and menace. But too much reverb will turn the intro into fog. You want atmosphere, not blur. Now let's talk about the master bus mindset. You do not want to crush this while writing. Leave headroom. Aim for around minus 6 dB on the pre-master if you can. Use very light glue, a tiny bit of EQ correction if needed, and maybe some soft clipping for peak control. That's enough to help you hear whether the intro actually holds together. If the intro sounds harsh, make a small cut around 2 to 5 kHz. If the low end blooms too much, trim a little around 80 to 120 Hz or reduce saturation on the bass layers. And always check mono. A quick utility, mono check will tell you whether your widened elements collapse cleanly and whether the sub still holds its shape. That mono check is not optional in this style. Old school jungle width tricks need to survive on club systems. If the low end disappears in mono, the intro is not mastering safe yet. Let's add some extra character notes here, because these details matter. If you want the intro to feel more alive, tiny pitch movement on the bass hint can help. A very short glide or a subtle pitch envelope can give that haunted, slightly unstable motion that works so well in jungle and darker rollers. You can also layer in vinyl noise, tape hiss, or room tone quietly under the intro and filter it so it opens gradually. That kind of bed can make the whole thing feel like a finished record instead of a blank loop. Another good trick is to make the intro slightly asymmetrical. Let one side feel a little more active than the other with delay throws or alternating fill placement. That rough edge can give the intro personality, especially in old-school inspired material. And if the intro needs more pressure, don't just boost the bass. Often, the stronger move is to thicken the mid-bass harmonics and let the sub stay disciplined. On proper systems, that often feels heavier than just piling on low frequencies. So here's the practical workflow in one sweep. Start with a mono sub pulse and operator, and a chopped break fragment with a few key hits. Build a widened top layer using wave eatable and utility width automation. Put saturator on the break and bass bus for warm tape style drive. Add one reverb return and one delay return, both high-pass. Then automate the intro so it starts narrow and filtered and becomes wider and dirtier by bar 16. Check mono compatibility, clean up any low-end smear, and listen back like a DJ who actually needs to mix into it. That's the real test. Can a DJ blend into it for 16 bars? Does it feel stable on a club system? Does it still sound dangerous when the width collapses a bit? If yes, you've nailed the blueprint. So to recap, keep the sub mono and stable. Widen only the upper harmonics and ambience. Use saturator, glue compressor, and drum bus for warm tape style grit. Shape the intro like a DJ tool with clear phrase development. Automate width, filter, and saturation for movement. And keep your headroom and mono compatibility intact so the intro survives both mastering and playback. If you get that balance right, your DNB intro will feel wide, heavy, and old school in the best possible way. Clean enough for the mix, dirty enough for the vibe, and absolutely ready to roll.